This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Sitting in for Steve Inskeep, I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled the Constitution protects an individual's right to own a gun, and that ruling has sent ripples across the law enforcement and political landscapes. The court decision strikes down a law banning handguns in Washington, D.C., and reaction was as sharply divided as the justices were. Adrian Fenty, the mayor of Washington, said he thought the ruling would be bad for his city.
As mayor, although I am disappointed in the court's ruling and believe, as I said for the past year, that more handguns in the District of Columbia will only lead to more handgun violence, it is important to both respect the court's authority and then to act quickly.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more on yesterday's ruling.
By a 5-4 vote, the court struck down the District of Columbia's ban on handguns, declaring for the first time that the Constitution protects not just gun ownership connected with military service, but private gun ownership for self-defense. Writing for the court majority, Justice Antonin Scalia said handguns are the preferred weapons for self-defense because, in his words, a handgun can be pointed at a burglar with one hand while the other hand dials the police. A total ban on guns in the home, he said, is unconstitutional, as is any requirement that they be trigger-locked. Scalia's opinion, however, left open the possibility, even the likelihood, that the court will uphold some and maybe many restrictions on gun ownership and use. Nothing in our opinion, he said, should be taken to cast doubt on long-standing prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, nor should it cast doubt on laws banning guns in places like schools or government buildings, or laws that impose conditions and qualifications on the sale of guns. Even with these apparent caveats, Scalia acknowledged that the court has left unresolved dozens, maybe hundreds of issues. First and foremost, does this decision apply to more than the federal government and the federal city of Washington? Does it apply to state and local governments? Are registration laws constitutional? Waiting periods? Laws banning armor-piercing bullets? What about laws that deny gun permits to people who have in the past had restraining orders against them stemming from domestic violence situations? What category of guns, if any, can be banned? Assault weapons? And if so, which ones? Pro and anti-gun forces agreed the nation is in store for years of court battles over these questions, most of which, until yesterday, had been deemed settled in favor of regulation. Paul Helmke is president of the Brady Campaign Against Gun Violence.
I think it's wide open. I think you can make an argument to challenge almost any gun regulation out there.
Chris Cox is chief lobbyist for the National Rifle Association.
This fight is only beginning.
Larry Pratt is executive director of Gun Owners of America.
Frankly, the Constitution doesn't give the federal government authority to regulate guns in any which way. But the court has a long way to go before they get to that point.
Big city mayors saw the court's decision as a glass half empty or half full. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg said he still thinks New York's laws, which are a major target of gun rights activists, will pass constitutional muster.
You have a right under the Second Amendment, we've always believed, to have a pistol or to have a rifle. Reasonable regulations are permitted under that decision.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley was perhaps more candid and angry.
We are concerned about, does this lead to everyone having a gun in our society? If they think that's the answer, then they're greatly mistaken. Then why don't we do away with the court system and go back to the old West, you have a gun and I have a gun, and we'll settle on the streets, if that's their thinking. And to me, this is a very frightening decision for America.
Big city police chiefs were pretty direct, too. Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton said guns in the home present too many opportunities for suicide, theft, and accident. And he challenged Justice Scalia's assertion that a loaded gun is a good self-defense.
I'm not all that sure that there's that many instances where that gun could or would be used appropriately. My experience, being quite frank with you over the years, is that as often as not, guns can be used against the individual. And a major problem that we have is guns stolen from homes that are in the hands of criminals.
Miami Police Chief John Timoney said that while court battles will go on for years, the effect of yesterday's ruling will be immediate. He said that when the federal ban on assault weapons expired 2.5 years ago, his city saw a dramatic increase in these weapons on the streets with accompanying loss of life.
My sense is if we don't get a hold of this, what is it going to look like 10 years from now? It's literally going to be Rambo becomes reality.
Rambo or not, the Supreme Court will now find itself inexorably taking fire from both sides. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.